Listen to this story, first straight through. Then answer the questions during the second listening.
It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. We're waiting in a parking lot near the railroad tracks. We have an ancient pickup truck, borrowed from a neighbor believing we're helping a friend move. We've removed the license plates. Just after 2, another car pulls into the lot. A man and a woman get out, both young. I've met them both a few times before, and the last meeting I went to was in her apartment, I think. We shake hands, very formally. "You have the paint?" she asks. I nod. "About 20 cans, more than I'll need. I can save them for next time. Some of it's bought, some donated, and some stolen. Last time we did this, we were able to paint until it started getting light, and we went through about a dozen cans." She reaches into the car and takes out the stencil, a sheet of cardboard about half the size of a door, carefully cut to make a pattern and reinforced with tape to keep it from falling apart. It's hard to tell at first what it is, but when I lay it on the hood of the pickup, I can see it's an ugly image of a prominent politician with the word "monster" in block letters below it. Pretty standard stuff. "Do you know where you're going tonight?" the man asks. I shrug and look at my partner. "Yeah, probably. We'd like to go to the west side, but of course, we'll have to see if it's safe." The west side of the city is wealthier, and of course it would be better to go there, but they also have more police there. The point is to upset people and make them aware. The newspapers and television are controlled by the rich and powerful, so making a statement against the government is impossible. We have other ways to get the word out, but there is something powerful about painting on a wall. When I started going to the meetings, there was only one painter. That's what they call us. I went with him a few times before he got arrested, and the rush of it is completely addictive. Besides, there is a rich tradition of protest with a spray can or a brush, starting in Roman times and dominating protest against the Berlin Wall. It's time to get going. The woman reminds me to destroy the stencil when I'm done. It's bad to get caught with the stencil, but having both the stencil and the paint in your possession means a long prison sentence or worse. We take off into the night. There are some visible walls we know well, and tonight they're clean. So we hit them with 2 rows of 5. I spray while my partner holds the stencil and keeps an eye out. We hit 3 of our regular spots and a few quieter places where fewer people will see it, but the police will be slower to find it and paint over it. It's been an easy night. No police, and not even very many innocent witnesses. So we decide to take a risk. We drive to the west side and climb up to a billboard, and we paint 2 rows of 5. Just as we are climbing down, we hear sirens in the distance. It might not be for us, but you never know, so we hurry along. A few hours later, I've taken a shower and I'm on my way to work. I see a maintenance team covering up one of our walls, and the billboard already has a telltale rectangle of unmatched paint. But that in itself is a message, that someone is saying something they're not supposed to say.
Now you will hear the story in parts. Read questions 1 and 2.
It's 2 a.m. We're waiting in a parking lot near the railroad tracks. We have an ancient pickup truck, borrowed from a neighbor believing we're helping a friend move. We've removed the license plates. Just after 2, another car pulls into the lot. A man and a woman get out, both young. I've met them both a few times before, and the last meeting I went to was in her apartment, I think. We shake hands, very formally. "You have the paint?" she asks. I nod. "About 20 cans, more than I'll need. I can save them for next time. Some of it's bought, some donated, and some stolen. Last time we did this, we were able to paint until it started getting light, and we went through about a dozen cans.
Answer questions 1 and 2. Read questions 3 and 4.
She reaches into the car and takes out the stencil, a sheet of cardboard about half the size of a door, carefully cut to make a pattern and reinforced with tape to keep it from falling apart. It's hard to tell at first what it is, but when I lay it on the hood of the pickup, I can see it's an ugly image of a prominent politician with the word "monster" in block letters below it. Pretty standard stuff. "Do you know where you're going tonight?" the man asks. I shrug and look at my partner. "Yeah, probably. We'd like to go to the west side, but of course, we'll have to see if it's safe." The west side of the city is wealthier, and of course it would be better to go there, but they also have more police there. The point is to upset people and make them aware. The newspapers and television are controlled by the rich and powerful, so making a statement against the government is impossible. We have other ways to get the word out, but there is something powerful about painting on a wall.
Answer questions 3 and 4. Read questions 5 and 6.
When I started going to the meetings, there was only one painter. That's what they call us. I went with him a few times before he got arrested, and the rush of it is completely addictive. Besides, there is a rich tradition of protest with a spray can, or a brush, starting in Roman times and dominating protest against the Berlin Wall. It's time to get going. The woman reminds me to destroy the stencil when I'm done. It's bad to get caught with the stencil, but having both the stencil and the paint in your possession means a long prison sentence or worse. We take off into the night. There are some visible walls we know well, and tonight they're clean. So we hit them with 2 rows of 5. I spray while my partner holds the stencil and keeps an eye out. We hit 3 of our regular spots and a few quieter places where fewer people will see it, but the police will be slower to find it and paint over it.
Answer questions 5 and 6. Read questions 7 and 8.
It's been an easy night. No police, and not even very many innocent witnesses. So we decide to take a risk. We drive to the west side and climb up to a billboard, and we paint 2 rows of 5. Just as we are climbing down, we hear sirens in the distance. It might not be for us, but you never know, so we hurry along. A few hours later, I've taken a shower and I'm on my way to work. I see a maintenance team covering up one of our walls, and the billboard already has a telltale rectangle of unmatched paint. But that in itself is a message. that someone is saying something they're not supposed to say.
Answer questions 7 and 8.